Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program. Hope everyone is doing well. Stay well. And I have this is The Present Truth and Rick Rodriguez. This morning, got a call from my daughter, and they have some friends, a husband, wife, with children. And the tragic news was the mother was laying on the kitchen floor. The children, and this is in Boulder County, the children went to wake mom up, and she wouldn't get up. They went and told daddy that mommy's on the kitchen floor. She won't wake up. Well, do I need to say anything more? The seriousness of what is happening with the jabs. So, with that, I just want you to know, we hear about these cases that are out there, out in nebulous land. But when they start to come close in, then it takes on a whole new gravity, the gravity of it and the perspective. The meaning becomes much, much more real. So, with today's program, I'm going to present different topics, and then I'll put together the theme and the objective. But history, Christ said that nothing will be revealed, nothing will be hidden. Everything will be revealed. Everything that is done in secret is going to be brought out into the open. And Christ's word is true. The evidence is what's happening with the virus, how it was manufactured, who manufactured it, why it was manufactured, how long they have been doing this type of research, is all now public record. The problem is that people presented the truth, when they're presented with the truth, they choose to ignore it. They refuse to believe it. I work in where I work, retail store. It is very difficult to discuss the truth about vaccinations, about the virus, the masks. You can't discuss it. It's taboo. But the truth still, Christ said, will be revealed. It will not be hidden. What is happening in the dark is going to be brought out into the light. And Christ's word is good, especially now here at the end of the world, at the end of time, where Satan and his kingdom is going to be made powerless, destroyed, and Satan's realm, his rule, the time of his rule over his realm is coming to an end, and the children that have carried out his plans for the last 2,000 years I'll just stay with the last 2,000 or last 1,900 plus years. Their time of control is coming to an end also. Today's program, in the next segment, I'm going to read you a verse out of Ecclesiastes 9:11. It's very appropriate. Ecclesiastes 9:11. And this is talking, and I'm going to talk about the children of the devil. That is how John the Apostle phrased it in his first epistle, chapter 3, I think it was verse 10. The children of God and the children of the devil. And the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians phrased it this way, the sons of disobedience, the people who follow the prince of the power of the air. To understand or to grasp what is happening in the world today, it's difficult unless you bring into view what is happening with the Bible in the background. The best example, everybody, the nations now in this country, the media, people talking about the mark of the beast. Everyone is aware that we have the technology to bring in a mark of the beast system. So people are talking about a mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Is it a jab? Is it a microchip? It's news. It's daily news in when people are having coffee, sitting around talking, groups of people. It's just being discussed on the radio. The mark of the beast system. Well, it's in the Bible. People directly or indirectly, whether they know it or whether they like, whether they know it or don't know, whether they like it or don't like it, they're discussing the Bible. They're discussing Bible prophecy because Bible prophecy is pertinent to our time. People that have studied for years, I have a friend I work with, for years reading the book of Revelation, too many mysteries, too vague. It truly is a sealed book, hard to understand. But now, all of a sudden, people are starting to think, wait, these four horsemen of the apocalypse, this is for the end of the world. This is for the time that we live in. And the mark of the beast, it's for the time we live in. And for the nations that go to war, getting ready for Armageddon, it's for the time that we live in. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Get down! Get down!
Come get down with us this Friday night from 6 to 8. We're going to have Matt Skrzywanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, the lead firearms instructor at the largest police academy in the state. He's going to be bringing his firearms emergency response training simulator, which is kind of like a video game. You get this projector screen and a mock firearm, and you get to try your hand at over 200 emergency scenarios. Don't miss out. Free Dominic's Pizza Friday night, 6 to 8.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
bring you fire.
Well, if that wasn't an appropriate song for today, this is what's going to happen to the children of the devil. There is fire, and in that fire they're going to burn. This is one of the prophecies in the book of Revelation, that God is going to gather these people that are causing misery, pain, hardship, death, and this type of evil happening in the world today. And right now, many of you may not like it, but I'll tell you what, as time goes on, more and more, even the wicked, even the children of the devil that are going to be harmed, they are going to desire justice. They're going to look for, hope for justice. There has to be justice. There will be justice. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, it starts out this way. The battle is not to the strong. These people, it appears as if they are strong, that they are invincible. Nothing can hurt them. They can't be challenged. King David stated, the battle isn't to the strong. There were many times when King David was in battle against his enemies, outnumbered, outgunned. He was on the run. He didn't have anything but a slingshot and a few rocks. And the strong coming at him, challenging him, Goliath, he takes Goliath out with one stone between the eyes. The battle isn't to the strong. So I was trying to get the verse so I could read it in its entirety. The second part of the verse states something like this, or the race isn't to the swift. Many times we hear the story of the rabbit and the hare. Well, the race isn't always to the swift. The best runner, the strongest runner, the fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The race isn't to the swift. It's not always. Thirdly, it states that people that are wise, that have wisdom, don't always eat. It doesn't mean they, because they're so wise, they're going to have a way to have a meal three times a day. The wise don't always get to eat. There are many, many thousands and millions of people that are wise, but they're starving. Then another point is that people that have great talent, great ability, that make things, that are just gifted that way, they don't always get notoriety. They don't always get to sit in positions of honor. This is the way life is. And this is what we're looking at today. We're looking at these people who appear to have a great army out there, but the battle isn't always to the, you know, to the strong. The race isn't always to the swift. The wise don't always get food. People with great talent, they aren't always honored. But now, Ecclesiastes 9:11, part D, states this, but, and you are probably familiar with this phrase, you didn't know it was in the Bible, but the same thing happens to both groups, being at the right place at the right time. Sometimes you're at the right place, and the wicked and the good people of the earth, they're at the right place at the right time, and they are able to move forward with good things in life. But it also says that sometimes you're not at the right place at the right time, and there's going to be difficulty. There's going to be hardship. And these people that are ruling the world right now, they think that they're at the right place at the right time, and they are not going to be stopped. They have they're believing a lie, because they will be stopped. And maybe the laws of the societies of the world, maybe in our country, the Constitution, maybe these people are never going to be brought to justice through the courts of man. But I guarantee you, they will be brought to justice by the courts of heaven. You see, in the courts of heaven, there is a judge who is righteous, who is right, who is just. And these people will stand before him, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, these people that have caused suffering to millions of people, the presidents of the United States that were corrupt, the politicians of this country, at the federal level, the state level, the county level, the city level, regional levels in America. There's a day when they're going to stand before the judge of heaven, and in that court, there will be justice. Now, I have another story to tell you. Years ago, there was a man that I knew, and this guy was out of control. He'd been in prison. He had committed a crime where he had harmed, I forget what the exact reason, but he had gotten caught, prosecuted, put in jail. He got out of, once he was released from prison, he went hunting for the person that had basically betrayed him. And I'm at a restaurant one night, minding my own business, and the waitress came over and she said, "Hey, do you know that guy over at that table?" And I looked over there, and it was late at night. It was in November. It was cold out. And I looked and I said, "Yeah, I know him." She said, "He's been in here drinking for about the last 2 hours, and he's mumbling to himself, and we are afraid, and we're staying in the back room, or in the back. We don't want to come out here." So I went over, and I remember who he was, and I sat down, and we started visiting. And in our conversation, I said, "I hadn't seen you in a while. Where have you been?" He said, "Well, I just got out of prison." I said, well, okay. I said, "Well, what happened?" So he told me, and it was a pretty serious crime. And he said, "Do you know a certain person?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." He goes, and he put his hands on the chair, on the bench, and he looked at me and said, "Where is he? Where is he? Do you know where he lives?" I said, and he pulls out a gun and lays it on the counter. And I said, "Whoa." I said, "Put that thing away, man." I said, "You can't be putting that thing on the table like that. Put that away." I wasn't afraid of him. And he said, "Well, I'm looking for this guy. When I find him, I'm going to shoot him." I said, "Man, you can't be... Geez, man, you just got out of prison." He said, "I don't care." He said, "This guy, he did me wrong, so I'm gonna shoot him." I thought, whoa. And I played dumb. He said, "So where does he live?" I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, I lied to him. I said, "I haven't seen him in a long time. I don't know if he's even in town." And I had just seen him probably within the last couple of weeks. And he said, "Well, when I find him, I'm going to shoot him." Well, then later on, I find out that my wife was out with some friends one time. They were over in Boulder, and they picked this guy up, the same guy And he, while they're with him in the car, he mugs a drug dealer over in Boulder and steals his money and tells him if he squeals, he's going to come back and shoot him. And so when I tell my wife about my incident, she tells me about her incident, and we're thinking, whoa. Well, what happens is the courts of heaven, when the man's laws, when the laws of on the books do not prosecute people, there is the sovereign hand of God, and God to protect people that need to be protected. God will intervene out of his eternal world into our temporal world, and he'll take care of matters. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of these people that are going to assume to avoid prosecution. The God that lives in an eternal world is going to come into a temporal world, and he's going to deal with some of these people, and we're going to see it. It'll take a little time, but we're going to see it. Well, anyhow, one day I'm visiting with some friends, and they said, hey, do you hear what happened to this guy? I don't want to use his name because somebody in the audience may know who he is. I said, yeah, I know him. Well, you know, he was hit head on and killed. He was going down the road and head on car wreck. He was killed instantly. The other person in the other car, not a scratch. This is what I'm saying about what's coming to these people. So, be encouraged. Be encouraged. They may escape punishment for a little while, but there will be punishment, I promise you. Okay, now, again, Ecclesiastes 9:11, the last part of the verse. D. The same thing happens to them all, being at the right place at the right time. I know many of you have been at the right place at the right time, and because of that, you got the perfect job. Many of you being at the right place at the right time, you met your wife or your husband-to-be. Being at the right place at the right time, good things happen to you. And God is fair. Everybody, God arranges things for people to be at the exact place they need to be at the exact time they need to be there because he's God, whether we believe in God or not, and good things happen. But sometimes we're at the wrong place at the wrong time, and there is hardship coming. So I would say to the audience, pray that you're always at the right place at the right time, that you're protected from evil, and that you're not at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's just a little bit of wisdom for this audience. This is what you need to pray. Whether you believe in God or whether you don't, you still need to pray because the God of heaven will hear you. Pray that you be protected from evil, that you're not led into temptation, because we're in a time of evil like never before. So going into the evil of the world, people don't like to talk about the evil, but it appears as if we have to. Some of the evil. This is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. The CIA has secreted into the United States from Afghanistan up to 7,000 commandos from its zero-unit kill squads. This is who's coming into America. You know, I've heard over the years the patriots talking about how the UN is going to send in Chinese troops to put the conservative people in jail. I've never believed that. I've always thought it would be Muslim forces. Well, these people that the CIA is bringing in to the U.S., these people are not just your regular people. They are commandos. And they're from a unit called Zero Unit. They are kill squads. Why would they bring them in? Because they do not care for American people or American politics. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The Town Group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, but how
and
much
1360KHNC.com.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Yes, fire to destroy all you've done. I don't listen to that hard of music anymore. That's pretty hardcore for me. But, you know, back in the 1968, when some of this music came out, it was, Kenny Rogers coming out with... Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, and you had Hey Joe, Where Are You Going With That Gun in Your Hand, things like that. You see, back then we could do that. We could talk about culture. We could sing. We had the freedom to make music. But today you can't. It's a sanitized world they're trying to bring in here. You can't talk about, if you protest and you're a teacher, you're a radical terrorist. If you don't take a vaccination, if you don't get the jab, you're a terrorist. If you're a conservative, you're a terrorist. If you're a Christian, you're a terrorist. If you drive a Ford pickup, you're a terrorist. If you don't drive a Subaru, you're a terrorist. If you don't live in a red or in a blue city, you're a terrorist. So they make up the rules. They expect us to live by them. And to some degree, some people do. But now, we'll go back to the death squads that have been coming into this country. The CIA has handpicked about 7,000 commandos from its Zero unit. Now, in the course of their, and this is out of the October 7th, whatdoesitmean.com, and in the course of their operations, often alongside CIA agents or the U.S. Special Forces troops, Zero unit forces gained a reputation for extreme brutality against non-combatants, with Human Rights Watch and other rights groups accusing them of a range of abuses and outright war crimes, including the execution of civilian adults and children during nighttime raids. Now, why would that be important for this audience? Because these commandos are here in America. Adolf Hitler had the SS, his commandos that would beat on the door, knock your door down at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, the jackbooted thugs. Well, that's what these people are. And they're going to, if they didn't have any problem killing people, women, children, adults during nighttime raids there, nighttime, get it, like Adolf Hitler's SS, then why would they have problems doing that in this country? They work for Joe Biden. And before that, they work for the Barry Satoru, the 44th president of the United States, the 44th. 4-4 has a spiritual meaning. 4 is a number of man without God. 5 is a number of man with God. 4 fingers is the 4 is a number of just mankind without God. But you add one finger to the fifth finger, that is mankind working with God, and you have a full hand. Well, you have 4 and 4, so you have a dual meaning in a sense. When things are come in twos, there's an extra meaning. So you have 4 plus 4, he was the 44th president, meaning he refuses to work with the God of heaven. He only work with other men that do not know and refuse to work with God. So that's a little spiritual insight for this audience. Now, from SputnikNews.com, much of the information coming into this country is coming in from China. I hate to say it, but it does come in from Al Jazeera News, the truth. It comes in from Indian papers, newspapers. Comes out of South America, out of Brazil, Argentina. But you don't get the news that is world news in America. I'll use the old German word. It's verboten. Not allowed. But out of Sputnik News, CIA reportedly airlifted commandos suspected of execution-style killings of civilians out of Kabul. Members of the so-called Zero Unit, a shadowy Afghan paramilitary force sponsored and controlled by the United States Central Agency, CIA, enjoyed priority status for evacuation to safety to the United States. Get this? Priority status. Former U.S. and Afghan intelligence officials and a former Afghan commando with direct knowledge of the situation have told The Intercept. As many as 7,000 of these ex-commandos and members of their families are believed to have been flown out of Afghanistan, most of them first taken to the U.S. military base in Qatar, later flown to bases in Virginia and New Jersey, the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, and the United Arab Emirates prior to permanent resettlement. This is what's happening. And I believe some are being resettled here in Colorado. I believe Boulder, and from what one of the hosts, Steve, was talking about on the Red Pill Truth, Loveland, I think it was. So, you should know. Now, second article. 4,427,000 parents responded to the National School Board Association labeling them as domestic terrorists. This is out of PJ Media. National School Boards Association, NSBA, President Viola Garcia, in a letter sent to none other than President or imposter Joe Biden, Garcia accused America's concerned parents of threats, intimidation, and even hate crimes rising to the level of domestic terrorism for having the gall to speak up at their local school board meetings. The National School Boards Association also requested federal assistance to stop threats and acts of violence, which there weren't any, against school board members, which there weren't any. It's all hyperbole. It's all a lie. It's fiction. Members, school officials, and teachers. The NSBA cites a tiny number of minor incidents. Probably somebody saying, hey, quit abusing our children. To insinuate the parents who are criticizing and protesting decisions. We'll continue in a second. 1360 KHNC AM Radio. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Jump Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
What a monster the people of this nation are fighting. What a monster. Now, going on with this article out of PJ Media. The parents' organizations out of the NSBA's call for the federal government to use its power against parents was in itself a menacing and thinly veiled threat intended to intimidate into silence a submission of the very constituents that the NSBA members represent. So, and they're protesting because of the critical race theory, pedophilia, the sex programs in the schools that are being taught to children that don't know anything about sex. Now, it just so happens that we have the new AG, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and, you know, coming right out of here of good old Colorado, many things are coming, much evil is coming out of Colorado because it is a satanic high place. We are the plateau of America. People that are familiar with the way that which the people in witchcraft do things, they always go to the highest point of an area. And whether you believe in spiritual principles or not, it's irrelevant in a sense, but I'll present to you what my understanding is. And great evil will come out of America, definitely, and out of Colorado. So you have this A.G. Merrick Garland, and his daughter is married to a co-founder of the education company that is selling critical race theory and resource materials to school districts. So, okay, so what's up with that? Well, he instructed the FBI to begin investigating parents who confront school board administrators over critical race theory indoctrination material. And in the memorandum to the FBI, he instructed them to initiate investigations of any parent attending a local school board, let's say here in Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, Longmont, Boulder, the Front Range, Denver, Colorado Springs. Attorney Merrick, his daughter, Rebecca Garland, she's married to Zan Tanner. He's a current co-founder of the controversial education service company called Panorama Education. So it's the resource, it's the material provider to school districts. Well, it just so happens that for we in Northern Colorado, Rebecca Garland and Alexander Newman Tanner were married June 16th of 2021 by Rabbi Brian D. Field, which the wedding was officiated at the St. Vrain and Event Space Center in Longmont, Colorado. The bride's father, Judge Merrick B. Garland, took part of the ceremony giving a tribute to the couple. Ms. Garland, is to begin as clinic manager in Boston for DaVita, the dialysis provider, in September. She graduated cum laude from Yale and received an MBA from Harvard. Yesterday, if you were listening to the program, talking about Pilgrim Society, the Pilgrim Society members, they go to school at Yale, Harvard, Oxford. They go to school at in New York, the major schools in this country, because these are the education centers for all Yale, all of the Pilgrim Society members in America. And you go to school at these universities, and you're going to get positions high up in government. So, Miss Tanner is known as Zan. Mr. Tanner, known as Zan. He is the founder and the president of Panorama Education, an analytical software and service company in Boston. He's the son of Catherine Allegra and James Tanner of Boulder, Colorado, the groom's mother, managing director in Boulder for IHS Market, a British financial technology company. Now, if you've been following me in my presentations on the Pilgrim Society, Pilgrim Society in Europe, in England, Pilgrim Society in New York City, this society is a society that was able to merge the United States and America together as a system for the great New World Order power that is to come. The merge with the U.S. and America was the marriage took place through Pilgrim Society in 1902 in England, 6 months later in July in New York City. Anybody who is any type of a player in the globalist plans is involved in Pilgrim Society. And so you have this daughter of this Merrick, his son-in-law, and they're tied into the British financial technology company and is a trustee of Brian Maurer College. Father is the founder and president, also in Boulder, of Just Good Advice, a company that automates advice for individual investors. They met in Estes Park, Colorado. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm already having separation anxiety. This is going to be the final program for this week, and I won't be with you till Monday, so I'm having separation anxiety. But it's okay. I'll be okay. You'll be okay. Now, going on with this couple, they met at a camp in Estes Park, Colorado, when they were like 13. And that was in 2003 at a summer camp. Could it be they met at the YMCA, the Pilgrim YMCA, the Young Man's Christian Association that was started in Europe, which was a center for homosexuality, pedophilia, and slave labor, white slave labor? Could it be? Well, as I present these in these programs to you a little bit about the Pilgrim Society, you're going to see how things fit together now. Yes, Merrick Garland's daughter, married to the co-founder, or to the founder of the company who helps schools, teachers, staff deal with modern challenges of systemic racism by reimagining the way to social learning through an equity lens. As you have seen in the linguistic judo presentation by the education materials provided in the past, that's exactly what CRT education materials are about. Now, last month, Garland's son-in-law raised at least $60 million to expand the business operation. Now I'm going to go back to what it says in Ecclesiastes 9:11. The battle is not to the strong, the race is not to the swift. It appears as if these are the strong, they are the swift, but no. In future programs, the Bible says that God, He puts ropes to their feet. They have to travel at God's speed. They can't get ahead of God, which is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get ahead of God's timetable. They will not be allowed to do that. And they know it, and they don't like it. They know God is real. They hate God. They're fighting God. They're in opposition to God. They're at war with Him. They think they can overthrow Him and His people, but they won't. So they are being held back by bits in their mouths to keep them from getting ahead of God's plan. But you should know what kind of evil comes out of Colorado. I know that many question, well, maybe I'm too far out there. I apologize. I am not too far out there. If you're going to go across, if you're going to go from America to England, you're going to have to get away from the shore. You're going to have to go out into deep water. You're going to have to go out into the water that is deep, and the ocean can be treacherous. And that's where God is taking the world, out away from the shore, away from the comfort of the shore, getting the people out into deep water so they can see the world as it really is, so they'll understand that these people, they have made a plan to murder as many people as possible. Now, I'm going to say something before the program ends that's going to shock you. But if you look at the ancient cultures, the Aztecs, the Mayans, all these people, they demanded sacrifice. I'm telling you now, Satan is demanding sacrifice from his children. And his children are in power, positions of power with corporations, foundations, governments. Satan is demanding sacrifice. Pray God keeps you from being that sacrifice. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. And AM Radio 1360. See you Monday.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.